Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded. Unmuted.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. It's that time again to come together corporately for prayer. We thank God for you joining us today here on our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. This is the Message of Christ Church. We invite you to join us here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The teleconference number is 641-715-3670. Amen. That's 641-715-3670. And the access code is 420123. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to ask you to remain on the line. Amen. Praise God. And our broadcast will be starting soon.
Muted. Unmuted.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you for joining us here on our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. We do apologize, but we're going to cancel our Mega Prayer for today. Amen. Praise God.
The conference has been locked.
Amen. Praise God. But we do thank you for joining us here at the Message of Christ Church. If you have any questions or prayer requests that you would like for us to lift up in prayer, you can call our office number, 773-609-2071. Amen. Praise God. Leave your prayer request on the voicemail. We do apologize, but we will not be returning your call to pray with you personally, but we will lift up your prayer request. Amen. Praise God. Here is the Message of Christ Church. So we thank you for joining us. We thank you for being a part of this edition of Mega Prayer. And we ask you to join us. Amen. If you're here in the city of Chicago, we ask you to join us this Saturday. Amen. At our women's conference. Amen. Praise God. Which is, amen, October the 8th. October the 8th. Amen. Praise God. From 12 noon. Amen. To 3 o'clock p.m. Amen. Praise God. 1707 North Milwaukee. 1707 North Milwaukee is the address. That's the Bucktown Wicker Park Library. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Please register for the event. Amen. Register for the event. Amen. Praise God and pray to see you this weekend. And also on the 29th, we thank God for you for our prophetic conference. Amen. We ask you to join us there also. Amen. We're going to give you the address real soon for the prophetic conference. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. But we do apologize for today. Amen. Please join us. Amen. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. right here on our Mega Prayer. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And at this time, our broadcast is now over. We're going to go ahead and disconnect our lines. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we, amen, do thank God. Amen. Praise God for you joining us today. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and reopen.
The conference has been unlocked.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Good morning, everyone. I do apologize for
muted.
I'm so glad that you all called in this morning. Being
unmuted.
Good morning, amen. So we're
muted.
Go ahead and get started for today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Message of Christ Church, located in Chicago, Illinois, where our senior pastor is none other than Prophetess Sylvia Staples. Message of Christ is the host of Mega Prayer, which is Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And also on Monday nights, we have our Miracle Monday. Miracle Monday is 7 p.m. every Monday night. Amen. Also on Sundays at 8 a.m., join us for our Bible school. That's every Sunday at 8 a.m. Join us for our Bible school. We have a good time in the Lord during our Bible school time. Amen. This past Sunday, we had a beautiful lesson. So I'm asking you to join us on Sunday mornings for our Bible school. If you desire prayer, if you would like to contact the ministry or give to the ministry, we have several ways that you may do so. Our way of contributing to the ministry is through our website. First of all, you can go to our website, which is messageofchrist.net. And SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. Again, messageofchrist.net and SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. On both of those websites, you'll be able to sow into the ministry, amen. And also, you can look on the websites and find out where the Lord is leading our ministry, so that you can partake in where we're going, and you can know that God is truly using this ministry to make change in different parts of the region. Amen. So we're excited about where God is placing our feet to go. Amen. Very, very excited about that. On our website, you can post your prayer requests on messageofchrist.net. You can post your prayer requests on our prayer wall. Also, we have video and plenty of products on that website. You can order your prayer shawls, amen. You can order your prayer shawls and covering off of either one of those websites. Next, we have our email, which is messageofchrist@yahoo.com. messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Amen. You can send us an email. Let us know how this ministry has been a blessing to you, to ask questions or make comments. You may email us, or you can call us on our office number. Our office number is 773-09-2071. Again, that number is 773-609-2071. You can leave a voice or a text message on that line, and we will get back with you. If it's for prayer, we will not be returning those calls. However, we will be distributing those calls, those requests to all the team members to cover your prayer need. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 39, 0762, Chicago, Illinois. That again is P.O. Box 390762, Chicago, Illinois. And that zip code is 60639. 60639. Amen. Also, last month, amen, we had a powerful month on last month, and a decree was given out in reference to sowing into the number 9. If you didn't get an opportunity to partake in that, or maybe you heard about it and you procrastinated, amen, and you're hearing it again, amen, maybe you should consider that it's God speaking to me to sow into this number 9. Amen. I believe God is doing great things. Amen. I already began to receive harvest, good reports. Amen. After I sowed into that number 9, I was excited to do so. Amen. So I'm asking that you would, if God is pricking your heart to sow into this number 9, to go ahead and go to our website, which is SylviaStaplesMinistries.com or MessageOfChrist.net, and go through our PayPal, or you can send it through U.S. Mail, which is the P.O. Box 390762, Chicago, Illinois. Again, that's P.O. Box 390762, Chicago, Illinois, and that's sowing into the number 9. If you are sowing into that number 9, I want you to follow these steps. Number 1, I want you to text the ministry at 773-609-2071. Let us know, hey, I heard the call, I heard the decree, and I have been burdened to sow into this number 9. I want to make sure that I get on this number 9. I'm sowing into it. I'm believing God for my breakthrough. I'm believing God for a miracle. Make sure you text the ministry and let us know that, hey, I am sowing into this number. Next, after that, that's where I want you to go to our website and sow in any amount with the number 9. It could be $9.99, $9,999, $0.99. Amen. You can sow into whichever number God is leading you to sow into. So we'll be waiting to hear from you. Amen. Amen. I know it's the 10th month, but we'll be waiting to hear from you. God touched the heart of our pastor, and she left that opportunity for everyone to sow into that number 9 open. Amen. She's been praying and praying and praying over those seeds and those that sowed into this number 9. Amen. Next of all, we have our upcoming events. And if you are in the Chicago area, listen, I need you, your family members, and your friends to get to one of our events that's coming up. Amen. I need you, your family members, to get to one of the events that's coming up. Amen. And that first event I'm going to tell you about is our women's conference, which is this Saturday. So if you're in Chicago, Wisconsin, Indiana, Missouri, and you are being led to this conference, listen, you have to attend a conference. with Pastor Staples. You have to attend a conference with Pastor Staples. If you have yet to attend one of her conferences, let me let you know. This is a powerful, life-changing opportunity for you. So if you have to ride the bus, if you have to ride the train, if you have to rent a car, catch a ride to get there, I'm asking you to come in and join with us on October the 8th at the Bucktown Wicker Park Library, and that's at 1701 North Milwaukee in Chicago, Illinois, 60639, and that's from noon to 3 p.m. Make sure to contact the ministry and let us know that you're registering to come to this event so that we can have your information stored. Amen. Go ahead and contact the ministry and let us know that you will be attending this event. And the theme for this event is, it's time to give birth to the promise. It's time to give birth to the promise. Amen. So that's this Saturday, October the 8th. Amen. And we look forward to you being there with us. And then we have another conference coming up. Amen. We would like for you to be a part of. And that conference is coming up on October the 29th, 2016. October the 29th, 2016, and that is our spiritual warfare conference. Amen. So stay tuned for information concerning that event. October the 23rd, we have October the 23rd, Sunday, October the 23rd, we have The Battle Is Not Yours. The Battle Is Not Yours, Sunday, October the 23rd at 3:30 p.m. The location is Grace Christ Fellowship, and that's at 223 Oak Street in Mounds, Illinois. The host pastor is Pastor Lord Jordan, and that is Cairo, Illinois. It's in Southern Illinois. So if you would like information pertaining to this conference, please contact the ministry on our ministry line. Amen. That's all of our announcements for today. We're going to go ahead and go into a time of prayer. Amen. Lord, help us, Jesus. God, help us. Help me, Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, Father, we need you now, God. Father, we need you. There's so much turmoil, so much confusion, so much chaos going on in the land, Father. And, Father, we need you now more than ever before, God. Oh, my God. Father, we ask, first of all, for forgiveness, for turning our back on you, for our sins of omission, commission, our iniquities, Father. Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you would just forgive us of all of our sins right now, God, the sins of our forefathers, the sins of America, God. Oh, God, forgive us, God. Father God, where there is division and dysfunction, Lord God, help us. Help us, God. Father God, where we've been separated by race, where we've been separated, oh God, by class. And God, help us, Help us, help us, help us today, God. Father God, we realize, God, that when we get to heaven, there's not going to be a black heaven and a white heaven, a rich heaven and a poor heaven, God. Heaven is going to be heaven, God. So, Father God, forgive us, God, for not living peaceably on this earth, God, with one another, as you said in your word, God. Father God, we ask today that you, Father, would allow us, oh God, hallelujah, to love the unlovable, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to pray for those that spitefully misuse us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, to pray, oh God, for our enemies, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because, God, we put them in your hands, and your word tells us that vengeance is mine, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word tells us to pray for them. So, Father God, we put our enemies, we put those, God, that have set up arrows and blocks and things, oh God, principalities and different things against us, oh God, to do harm to us and our family members, God. Father God, we pray for them, oh God. We ask you, God, to touch their hearts, touch their minds, oh God. Father God, allow them, oh God, to feel your love, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God, Lord, if they say that they are, God, but, Lord, they live otherwise, God, Father God, we ask today, God, that you, Father, hallelujah, would have them to have a deeper relationship with you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, help us today, God. We need your help. We're crying, hallelujah, out to you, God. We're crying to you, God. We're lifting up our holy hands to you, God. Oh, God, because you are the only one, hallelujah, that can save, God. So we call on your name. We call on the Son, Jesus Christ, that died for our sins, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, you see what the weather is doing, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, over the path, hallelujah, of Hurricane Matthew, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the path of Hurricane Nicole, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask, God, that you would cover those regions, oh, God, with the blood of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those people in those areas, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that said that there is no God. Those people in those areas, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that are calling on other gods. Lord God, we believe today, hallelujah, that they will call on your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over Haiti. We plead the blood of Jesus over the Jamaicas and the Bahamas, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Florida and South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, Georgia. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, God. Oh, God, you see the whole coast, God. Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, God. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus now, God, over the Atlantic Ocean, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, over the Caribbean, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the Pacific Ocean. We plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, oh, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every state, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over these United States of America. We plead the blood of Jesus over every home, every child, every community, every man, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch the heart, oh, God, of the men, oh, God. Allow them, oh, God, to rise up, hallelujah, and take their place, oh, God, their place, oh, God, in leadership, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, forgive, hallelujah, our men where they have lacked, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we ask them, folk, ask you, God, to strengthen them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, where there is perversion. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, where there is perversion. Oh, God. Oh, God, and babies are dying. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lord God, please, God, have mercy. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God. Touch the hearts and the minds of those perverted people, God. Oh, God. Touch right now, God. Touch now, touch now, touch now. Lord God, be with this family, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over every school, Father God. Father God, even with the clown sightings, Father God. Oh, God, you have the power to reveal the face, the handprint, the DNA. Hallelujah. The tattoo, the scars, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you have the, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, reveal their IP, their location. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for people, oh, God, that will just begin, hallelujah, to even turn them in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, keep the community safe, oh, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. Protect them, oh, God, from the evil one, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now for the peace of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, your name. Hallelujah. Your peace, hallelujah, is above all. Oh, God, and we thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for everyone that's joined us on this morning. Oh, my goodness. We thank you for joining us on this morning, and we're asking, this morning is testimony, this week, I'm sorry, it's the week for testimonies. And so today, my topic has always been in reference to prosperity and health. So if you have a testimony that you would like to share, and it doesn't have to be on that topic, but that's just the topic that I touch and agree with. So if you have a testimony, I'm asking that you would star 6, unmute your line, and come forth with your testimony on this morning. Amen. Be mindful that we have lots of callers on the line, and they may want to share their testimony on this month, and we want to make sure that we can get them in. Amen. So star 6 and go ahead with your testimony. Star 6 and unmute your line and go ahead with your testimony. Amen. Well, as we're waiting for someone to step forward with the testimony, I'm going to share mine, amen, and it really doesn't have to do with finances or anything, but I had a situation on last week, and it was a mother situation. I was praying and praying and praying and praying and praying and praying, amen, asking God for wisdom, insight, and instruction in regards to my child, amen. I know that my child is an adult child, but I thank God because God protected, God kept, God watched over, amen, my child, amen. Wow. You know, sometimes the enemy try to pull on our children, and our children really are not aware of all that outside of the box, amen. And so I thank God that God brought my child back home safely, unharmed. Amen. And last night I began to cry as I was reading, amen, the internet and reading about the two women that have been missing for 2 and 3 weeks. And I thank God for my child coming home. But during that time, I'm frantic about my child not being home, and God said, somebody has a child missing, and you need to pray for that child. Whenever I'm going through something, I begin to pray for someone else. So I'm believing God for this woman that's been missing for the last 3 weeks to be home safely. They're sending a search team out looking for this woman, and I was like, Lord, I don't know who I'm praying for, but he showed me on last night who I was praying for, what region they was in, and to pray that they would have come back home safely, just as he brought my daughter home safely. Amen. So I'm saying that to say that when you're going through some of your issues in life, begin to intercede and pray for someone else in the same area, with the same situation, because you are blessing them, and as you bless them to pray and intercede on their behalf, God is blessing you and answering your prayer. Amen. So at this time, if we have anybody else that would like to share a testimony, we are ready to receive your testimony. Star 6, unmute your line, and we'll receive your testimony on today. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that have called in on today, Father God. Father God, we pray, oh God, over the callers, God. We thank you for them being a part of our ministry, God. And Father God, we pray that if it be testimonies, Father, that they would come forward with their testimonies, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father, that as they come forward with their testimonies, Father, that you have a covering over them, Father, oh God, that you keep them, you protect them, oh God, from the works of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, God, for strong testimonies, testimonies, Father, that others, hallelujah, will know, hallelujah, that you still are on the throne, that you still are answering prayer, Father. And Father, we pray that through someone else's testimony, God, that the others are blessed by that testimony. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Star 6 at this time, unmute your line. And we are receiving testimonies. Testimony week. Amen. Testimony week. This is testimony week. Amen. Well, I would like to say that, since I've been a part of the message of Christ Church, amen, it has truly been a blessing to my family and I, amen, and I'm just excited to be a part of the message of Christ Church. And I'm excited about being able to share opportunity with others to take part in the service that we have here at the Message of Christ Church. Amen. I mean, even in the midst of the storm, amen, in the midst of a storm, no matter what, in the midst of a storm, God is still in control. Amen. I can tell you firsthand, God is still in control. Amen. Just at the brink of a breakthrough is when the tests get even harder. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that you all are being blessed, that I'm being blessed, amen, through this ministry and through our time here on our morning calls that we spend here. And so I'm asking that you would continue, no matter what, to take a part in the morning prayer, amen, because it is beneficiary. It is beneficiary, amen. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then, amen, I'm saying this with all caps, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Amen. So we want to make sure that we are walking and doing this because we need healing here in America, not just physical healing. We need spiritual healing. We got so much going on. We need healing in our communities. Amen. I was looking at the word community, and I was like, community is a common unity. And we have gotten so far from the common unity. Amen. 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 So if you're here on the line and you would like to share a testimony, we're here to receive your testimony on this morning. Amen. This is Testimony Thursday. So if you would like to share a testimony, go ahead and *6 your line and come forth with your testimony. Amen. 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 Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I have a testimony I want to give God thanks for. I have a, you hearing me? I have a testimony. Is Sister Judy?
Hi, Sister Judy. How are you?
I'm fine. I haven't had the surgery yet. It's coming up now. But I have a testimony. I have a cousin in Jamaica, and he's down there by himself. And I was praying for him because the house he live in, you know, the roof is not that good, and he need good windows and doors. He need a lot of work. But I tell him when I get some money, I was going to send him some money to, you know, fix up that house. Because, tell you the truth, it's unlivable. It's not that strong. And I went in prayer, and I asked God to cover him. Because the storm down there was so, so, so bad. I haven't heard from the rest of my family yet. Can't get through. But this one, he live in a house was not good, you know. Could just blow away from a little wind, put it that way. And I pray for him, for God to shelter him from the storm. And I just thank God this morning. He called me and told me that he was fine. Everything was okay. I sent him some money, and he went to Western Union to pick the money up. But the only problem is he can't buy the food because all his stores are closed, and he was telling me he didn't have no food in the house. But the thing about it, I just thank God that God spares life because a lot of people, you know, The tree fell on the house. The house washed away. Water came in their home. It was so devastating. So I'm here to give my testimony and tell God so much. You know, thank God for answering my prayer, from sheltering him from the storm, because all his brothers, them, had, you know, had died out, you know, like a generation curse. He's the only one alive. So I asked God, I said, God, cover him from the storm and from danger. So I just want to share my testimony. He called me yesterday, and I'm so thankful to hear his voice that he's alive, because, I mean, that storm was very bad down there. But everywhere where got wiped out, he was telling me, he see tree falling home, water wash away, house, you know, it was so bad. And he was telling me that, you know, he's still here. So thank God for that. Just want to share that little testimony to let the people know that God is real. He answered prayer, and he's still working miracle. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Judy, for sharing that testimony. And I have been praying for the people.